Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that we are your workmanship. And so you predestined us, and then you formed us in our mother's womb. And the days ordained, the wonderful plans you have got for us in the Lamb's Book of Life is our portion on a daily basis. And so we draw close to you this morning again, and we thank you for refreshing, motivating us, Lord, for the good works that you've laid out for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll just start the readings, go back to verse 1, and then we'll just carry on right down to verse 6, so we can just see the context.
1 Timothy 4, from verse 1 to 6. Now the Holy Spirit clearly says that in the later times, some people will stop believing the faith. They will follow spirits that lie and teachings of demons. Such teachings come from the false words of liars, whose consciences are destroyed as if by a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and tell them not to eat certain foods, which God created to be eaten with thanks by the people who believe and know the truth. Everything God made is good, and nothing should be refused if it is accepted with thanks, because it is made holy by what God has said. And by prayer. By telling these things to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus. You will be made strong by the words of the faith and the good teaching which you have been following.
Hallelujah. So we got the right and the good picture here. You know, God made everything, and He made this world. He made this world, and He made it beautiful. And it was all made because of God's love for us. We were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So then the earth was formed, and then a man was brought into it. So God is the creator of the universe. He's the creator of the world. He's our creator. He's our author. And therefore, if He made us for purpose, He's also there to fulfill the purpose. And that's why we realize that we are not fulfilling the purpose. We are being seduced, just like these people that's gone off track, moved from the faith, moved from the love of God, and being seduced by the evil one, by the powers and principalities of darkness. They were actually angels that's supposed to be helpful, but then they've moved outside of their boundaries, and now they've got us and mankind to move outside of our boundaries. But that's why we came to the Lord. We came to the Lord so that we could be comforted, be encouraged, and be kept safe, safe in the goodness of God, in the plan of God, because we were made for a time such as this. We were made by God to fellowship with God and then be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So here we can see what has happened with these people that have been gone off track. It talks about their conscience has been seared as with a hot iron. And that speaks about your conscience is as the voice of your spirit. Your spirit is being strengthened by the Lord. You're one spirit with the Lord. So you're one spirit with the Holy Spirit. And who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And you've been given that spirit so that you can hear that through your spirit, through the voice of your conscience, you can hear what God is saying to you on a daily basis. And on a daily basis, be developing and experiencing God and in being filled with joy, being filled with thanksgiving. You can share and be a light in the world. What happens when you get deceived, when you are turned away? Your conscience gets singed like bent. Or better way of putting it, it's when there's, say you've got a bath of hot water. There's a bucket or there's boiling water, and you go and you stick your hand into it. You pull it out. And because you put your hand in that now, the next time you can come and you can put it in, you can even keep it longer in the hot water, in the boiling water. And that's what happens. You see, when we come to the Lord, God purges our conscience. We are made new again. We brought back to that baby stage where our conscience is clear. And that conscience is clear so that you can clearly hear clearly see what God is saying to you, so that that can be up. You can take hold of that in your soul and then in your body. So that is what the devil does. He comes and he gets you into the wrong things, so that you are darkened to the things of God and you've been opened again to the things of darkness. That's there to deceive you, lie, steal, kill, and destroy you. So the reason we need to stay with, that's why Paul says, I strive before God and man to keep a clear conscience. So you when your conscience is seared, like that put into boiling water, you're starting to drift into the wrong things, into the evil things. And the whole thing is just come back to the Lord and say, Lord, sorry, or your will be done, your kingdom come. Thank you, my sins have been forgiven, so that I can walk with you, walk with the Almighty, and be an Almighty blessing. And then you just stay in that flow, because there's the love of God. That's the whole aim, and the aim of the commandments, the precepts, the teachings, is love. And the love is God's love. And that's why that love has got to come from a sincere faith. What's a sincere faith? What God knows about you, what God has got for you. You are His workmanship for good works. And then that comes through your God's love is revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. He pours that love into your heart. And then that's what you take hold of in your soul, your will, your intellect and emotions, and that's what you live out. So stay in tune. Know that you are God's blessing. You were made for a time such as this. So stay in the purity, stay in the goodness, stay in the flow of God's mighty love, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.